welcome you to Shemach Yisrael. We do hope that this broadcast is an inspiration to you, all of our listeners, our friends, our supporters. We do want to hear from you. We do hope that our website, www.yahwehsword.org, is a great inspiration to you all. Do assist us in any way you can to sustain this labor of work here for Yah in Yahshua HaMashiach. All of your gifts are appreciated, and we do barak you for all things. Continue listening to this message, and may it be a great strength unto you all. We do want to hear from you, our friends and our listeners. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Mishpaha Yisrael. Greetings here from Umat Teshua. We greet you all in Yahshua's mighty name. You're listening to Shemach Yisrael with Reach David Yisrael, sitting here live on this precious Shabbaton, this time of rest, the Shabbat of Almighty Yah. As we gather here in the comfort of Yerushalayim, we have the Shalom of Yah resting in our bosom, and the triumphant entrance of Yahshua has permeated the love of all Yisrael as we hear the sound of the Melechim as they sing to the honor of Almighty Yah. We rejoice in this Shabbat, this Shabbaton of Yah, as we Shemach Kol Yisrael. What a great blessing that Yah has granted unto us as his elect, his people, that we are able to hear what the Ruach speaks unto Yisrael. I want to discuss this most damnable, twisted, pagan day of expression of some of the most vilest lusts, greed, drunkenness, that it overwhelms the nations of the earth. Whether you are a Hollywood harlot, a freak fag bulldagger, whether you are a murderer or a defier, one of the Torah, everyone celebrates their Xmas. Whether it is in the honky-tonk, or whether it is in the rap pavilion, everybody gives credence to that, given gifts which are so phony and fictitious. My question that I propose to you, Yisrael, should we as a nation of people, should we interact in that festivity? Should we receive gifts that someone gives to us as they participate in that, as they're giving you a gift in the name of their Xmas or their Christo Christmas? Should we as a people, not wanting to offend them, accept it? Or should we reject that? Should we consider their emotional stance or their emotional trauma that they may have to operate in or have to express? If we reject their gifts, should our natural kinsmen be able to bring gifts, and should you be able to go with them and sit down for a dinner that has been offered unto demons and devils? Should we do that? That is a question, isn't it? We want to try to answer some of those questions. If you think we should, whether you're pro or con, I want to hear from you tonight. And we want to discuss this matter, Yisrael. Should we as a nation of people, should we participate? Is it right for us to participate in these activities? There are those that they struggle with this, and they ask questions. What's wrong with it? Does it have any kind of pagan origins? Can we find the concept of Xmas, Christmas, in any kind of literature that will indicate whether it is of Yah or it is of the origins of hell? Should we? It is one thing that we as a nation, Yisrael,
that we cannot do. We cannot provoke Almighty Yah. And to provoke Yah, it is what Yah would call ka'as. It is to vex him and to cause him to show his indignation. Shabbat Shalom, who's calling and where are you calling from?
Carlos, Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, that's beautiful. Kansas City, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, brother. I really am loving your messages, how it is restoring glory to the name of our Master and our Father.
Beautiful.
Yahweh.
Beautiful. I do appreciate that. You got something on your heart concerning the pagan holidays, or is there something that you want to speak on, my friend?
Yes, I started, following, the Torah and trying to learn it. And, it's amazing how it's men's minds are wrapped up so tight in indoctrination that they're not even willing to come out of it. And, it's like they want to straddle the fence. Some want to say they follow Torah, but they still want to hold on to tradition.
Sure.
And the thing is, you have to let go if you want to have all of Yah.
Sure, my.
Yeah, because the thing is, the Father says he wants all of you.
Yes.
And if you're not willing to give him all of you, even your mind, you're not worthy for service in his kingdom.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I have family who are still, they're in the churches and things like that. When I start telling them about the truth of Torah and about the Father and his true name, they look at me like, there's something wrong with me, but I tell them it's the truth, and they have to make a decision one way or the other. But the sad thing is they are not willing to do so.
Well, can I say this to you, my friend? It's one thing.
Please.
It's one thing. Yahshua makes a profound statement in the book of Matityah. And it's when his disciplined ones came near unto him and said to him, they said, HaMoshiach, behold, your Ima and your Ach, they're standing without and they desire to speak to you.
Yes.
And he answered and said unto them, he said, who is my Ima and who is my Ach?
That's
and
right.
Then it is so profound, my act, that he stretched forth his hands toward his disciplined ones, and he said, behold, your eyes open, your uzen, open them, Yah. He said, behold, see, my ima and my ach, those that are of the house of Yisrael. And I want to say this, and he also said that, for whosoever shall do the will. Well, what is Yah's will? What pleases him? Well, you make the statement. It is the delight of one's bosom, the hafetz, to please him in the actions of his Torah wisdom. For whosoever do the will of my Abba, which is in the heavens, he said, the same is my ach, and the same is my sister, and my ima, my achot. And so we as a nation, my friend, we must understand. As a young man, when I was 22 years old, even though I was ignorant, and I'm still ignorant, you understand? But it was one thing that Yah brought so vividly to me to understand the house of Yisrael. And progressively, he has taught me over some 30 plus years and brought me to the simple understanding, because those that we perceive to be our natural kinsmen, and we have this great affinity for them, and I understand that, you understand. But Yah commands us according to Torah that we should achav, or love our neighbor. Who is our re'ech? Those that are in tune with the Torah of Yah, we should love our neighbors even as we love ourselves. Nowhere in Torah where he commands you to love cousins, aunts, uncles, our natural mother and father more. He commands us to honor Kabod, our Ima and our Avat, that the days upon our land shall be long that Yah grants unto us. And I believe in that. We must stand in the power of his Imat, my friend, in his truth. We must.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
We must. Because it's one thing that Yah is wise, isn't he? And that's
yes,
why Shlomo said that he that is wise, he wins nefesh, or he wins the power of one's life. He wins them. He secures them. And no man can come unto the Abba unless he draws him. I don't care how we pray. I don't care how we intercede. I don't care what our emotions are. And you have a lot of people saying, well, my mother, my father, my brothers, my sisters are praying every night. Well, our prayers are not doing much for us. And if it's not doing much for us, we certainly know that it's not going to do much for them. But I understand your heart, my friend, believe me, because we all have dealt with those circumstances. I know I have.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate you calling, my friend. May the riches of Yah rest upon you and all with you in Yahushua's mighty name. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Ah, what a beautiful ruach upon that ark. I enjoyed. I wanted him to just talk a little because I could certainly sense in his ruach a sincere nature, a motivated, driven desire. And you could tell that when he spoke of the opposition of his natural kinsmen. And so I understand that and how beautiful that is. A beautiful ruach upon this ark. You don't find that today. I've been around a while. I find a distorted spirit among most men today. It's an arrogant, hubris mentality that no one can instruct them in anything. I want to talk with us what's on your heart, but what about this Xmas, this most celebratory time of the nations of the earth? And I don't care what you are part of. You can be a part of some of the most vile, virile hate groups or whatever. They all celebrate the X Factor. You want to be with us on the Shabbat as I continue in the process of teaching the mark, the number 666. You would understand the simplicity of this in such a dynamic way that even the battles of your natural mind cannot resist the simplicity of this truth. And there are great things that Yah is going to reveal unto us. This is the type teaching. I love to teach and preach this way, but it takes so long to deal with the elementary things that we may understand the simplicity. You know Yah has not made this difficult for us not to understand. And our interpretation of this matter, 666, have been by those that are of a pagan origin of understanding. Shabbat Shalom, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Shalom Yisrael. This is Shemach Yisrael, a dynamic message that is inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh of Yah. I do pray that this message is a great inspiration to you, our friends, our listeners, and supporters. We do hope that this broadcast is an inspiration to you, all of our listeners, our friends, our supporters. We do want to hear from you. We do hope that our website, www.yahwehsword.org, is a great inspiration to you all.
I want you to tell those, your neighbors, your friends, even your enemies, tell them to go to Yahweh's Sword and listen to this man.
Shalom, Pastor Roberts. This is Sarah from Michigan.
All right, my friend. I haven't heard from you in a long time.
I'm doing. I'm just a little depressed on this Shabbat because I guess I'm in a house of confusion. This is what I call it. Some people are thinking that Yahweh's Yom starts at sunrise, and I know better than that. How can somebody beat that? When it says that you don't start at sunset.
Now you got those in your home that are disputing that.
And I mean, they call on the name of Yahweh, but yeah, and they've been taught that the day or the Yom begins at sunrise, and I like that sounds like pagan sun worship to me. It doesn't sound like Yahweh. His Yom start at sunset. From sunset to sunset, and I'm really, I have my ruach is just crying because I know we know better than that. And how can somebody change like that?
Well, you know, they don't know better than that, and there are things that Yah does not intend for them to know. Let me just read a few verses here. Yah says here in the book of Shemoth, when he began to instruct Yisrael in the Pesach, the Passover, that this is what Yah says here as he instructs them here in the book of Shema, Exodus 12. I'm not going to read all of it. I want to get. He says in verse 12, 3, Yah says, I want you to dabar to utter speak to all, not to some. He said, I want you to speak to all, not some, all of the Iddah, all of the gathering of the congregation of Yisrael. Look what he says. He says, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to his house of their avat, and a lamb for an house. He said, and if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the nephesh, the people, the souls, every man, according to the eating, shall make your count for the lamb. He instructs here in Shemoth, Exodus 12:5, your lamb shall be without blemish. He insists that it must be tamim. It must be complete, perfect, having the integrity of the instructions of Yah to judge and to take out of the herd the lamb that is appropriate. He said, a male of the first year. Now, he's precise on that, isn't he? You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat. And this is what he says. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the congregation, he said, they shall shachat. They shall slaughter it in the evening. And then he says, now we understand that this word evening is erev.
Mm-hmm.
Erev, night, a sunset. That's what it is. And yet we have these individuals that I had someone to write me and say to me, do you keep the Lunar Shabbat? Well, there's no way in the mitzvah of Yahweh talks about a Lunar Shabbat.
Never seen it.
I say, which one of the 10 mitzvah, the commandments of Yah, are so difficult to understand? Read this to them in the book of Vayera. I want you to hear this, and then you can read this. And Yah talks about the feast of Shofar, the atonement. He tells us when his Mo'adim began. He says in the book of Vayera, Leviticus, Leviticus 23, verse 32. He says, it shall be to you a Shabbat. It shall be a Shabbaton.
Uh-huh.
It shall be a Shabbat of rest. It shall be a time of Shabbaton, a day of rest. He said, and you shall afflict your soul, and listen now, in the ninth day of the month. At when? In the morning or in evening? He said, at evening. From evening to evening shall you celebrate your Shabbat. So that shows the flaws of the theory that Yah's day began at sunrise. Vayera, Leviticus 23, verse 32. Leviticus 23, 32. He says, on the ninth day. So we know the ninth day began at the evening. And from the ninth day at evening, from evening to evening, he says, you shall, Yisrael, have a Shabbat. You shall celebrate the Shabbaton, the Shabbat. Is that complicated?
No, it's not.
It's simple. You cannot allow those because the scripture, the chitve talks about those that are silly and laden with sin. I want to read this. We think that the silly women, you must understand that what Shaul speaks here in the book of Timotheus, 2 Timothy, chapter 3. Let me read a few verses quickly. You can't not allow that to press you, my host. You must press on. You must do what's right. You must defend the Torah. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And so Shaul speaks unto this most precious young man of great beauty and strength, whom the aura of Yah just emanates from Timothy Yah. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, he said, this Yada, this you understand, you know also that in the young Acharit, in the last days, he talks about a time that is perilous. It's a fierce time. It's a time of that's troublesome. It's dangerous. It's a time whereby the savage mind will rule. That's why you're going through this emotional type of battle. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud. They shall be blasphemers, disobedient to parents. They shall be unthankful. Excuse me. And they shall be tormented. They shall be unclean. They shall be just like a vile minister rag from a woman. And he says in verse 3, he said, they're going to be without natural affection. They have no ability to love or to sense the beauty of Yah's love. They will be breakers or truth breakers. They will be false accusers. They will be addicted or incontinent or addicted to lust. They will be fierce. And there will be despisers of those that are tough. Who are the ones that are tough? That operate in the order of Yah's Torah. They shall be traitors. They shall be haste or heady. They're going to be high-minded. They're going to be proud and arrogant. They're going to be lovers of pleasures more than they love Yah. He said they will have, now listen, they will have a form of those that are guardians of the Torah, that they love Torah, that they delight in Torah. But they deny the power or the Ke'ach, they deny the power of it. And Yah says, from such you turn away. Those individuals turn away. For this is the sort are they, and what they do, they creep into the bay at the houses, and they lead captive silly women. They lead those that have this religious spirit, and the Ishar represents that as well. Those that are silly, they are full of folly. They have no concrete values. They are easily, they're double-minded. They are unstable in all of their ways. They lead captive silly women that are laden with sin. Well, what is sin? When one transgressed the Torah of Yah. And the Torah tells us that the Shabbat begins in the evening until evening. If that is not true, then why would Yah command Yisrael from the evening of the ninth day until the evening of the tenth day shall be a Shabbat? And they're going to lead them away with their diverse or their various lusts. And this is the key right here, my Achot. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
I'm listening.
Listen in verse 7. They are always learning, those that you're around, they're always learning. But they are never able to come to the da'at, the power to discern. It does not say truth, but ha'imat, the truth. Imatcha, they're never able. They're never able. You must understand that. When they are never, Yah says they're never, there is no chance. They are not going to. They will never, they're never able. They cannot. It cannot be. They have not the ability. The resources of their mind, they cannot, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And he gives us an example as Yanis and Yambris, as they withstood Moshe, so do these resist what? Not truth, but the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning ha'imunah, the faith. So he tells us, my hope, from evening to evening, it shall be a Shabbat. And the Shabbat, I will not let that distract me or worry me. That's, you shouldn't do that. Because what will worry do? He cannot add to his cubic or his stature by worrying. That's not that. Why should you be oppressed? They are not. Why should you be downtrodden, my hope? Come on, lift yourself up. Don't let them oppress you, because should they have a special place in your heart? No.
Of course not.
Yisrael, his people, Yah. And we love one another. The two commandments, to love Yah with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And to love your neighbor, your Reach, as you love yourself. These are the two greatest commandments. So you love those that love his truth. As I said to the Ark before you call, Yeshua, he lifted up his hand. See, this is my Ima. Come on. These are my ach. This is my ishah, my chutz.
Well, I guess the hurting thing is that they call upon the name of Yahweh. They
so what?
themselves keeping his commandments and everything, but their thing is always, well, man has messed with the tempered with the word. We know that, but if it doesn't line up,
hold on. Man has not
the
tampered.
Torah, but if it doesn't line up with the Torah, shouldn't we not, don't mess with it? You know, if it doesn't line up with the Torah, is when you not consider it.
Right.
As with the Torah, what are we fussing about? Why are we arguing? I mean, it says all in the book of I think Yeshaya and all through there that the Yom begins at sunset.
Well, you just leave them alone. Just don't try to convince them. What? You convince the Torah tells you to save yourself from this untoward generation. Let me show you something. Because they use the name Yahweh, that doesn't mean you. I'm not going to say excuse my vernacular. That doesn't mean a damn thing. I want Yaakov says in the book of James.
I know where it came from.
Huh?
I know where the word came from, so I know it's not a cuss word.
Oh, it makes me know than what people think. You know, but listen to what Yaakov says in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 19.
Oh, yeah, Yaakov. Oh, boy.
Okay, he said, you believe that there is one Yah, one mighty one. He said, you do well. He said, the devils also believe and they tremble. Hell, we don't even tremble.
Lush.
These people don't even tremble. They defy the Torah. He said, so you believe in his name. So what? You use his name. He said, you do well. The devils also believe and tremble as well.
They know they're in. No doubt that's why they tremble.
That's true. So I will not allow that to come on. Oh, no, don't allow that. You know.
Toda for talking to. I really appreciate you.
All right, Maya.
I have to do that because, sometimes I feel like I'm in a house of confusion. I mean, everybody, we're supposed to be going the same way, and then this thing always comes up about the word being tampered with. Well, like I said, I know that, but if it doesn't, like.
No, the word has not been tampered with.
Hold. And man is in.
No. Listen. Look. Can I ask you a question? Do you trust Yah?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I want to ask you, you love him with all your heart.
Yahweh, yes, I
do. Okay. He says this. Can he lie?
No, he never will.
Okay. Turn quickly. You have your Torah? You have the book there with you?
I don't have my Torah. I have KJV, and I guess it's probably...
That's all right. I read. You got the KJV.
And I'm visually impaired. It's really difficult for me.
Okay, then. That's all right, my hope. But I want to read this to you. You trust Yah?
Yes, I do.
You think he will lie to you?
No, he never lies.
You think he will deceive you?
No.
You think he will lead you down a path of error and cause you to go astray?
No, I don't believe you do that.
Okay, all right. So you have some you have some hurt and some wounds now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, this is what the Novi said, the prophet, the mighty one of Yisrael. His name is called Jeremiah.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Yah says that these are the words that Yah utters out of his bosom in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 19. Yah says, woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. Your wounds are chala. It's causing you to be weak and sickly, and you don't feel well. You feel oppressed. You feel sorry, right? But I said, truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it. Yah says, my tabernacle is spoiled, and all of my courts are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore, or to set up my curtain. There's none to set up his house, to set the order right, to make sure that his shahal, the worship, is right. But Yah says, I tell you, Jeremiah, he says, for the pastors, they have become brutish, and they have not sought Yah, therefore they shall not prosper, and all of their flock shall be scattered. So when a man doesn't seek Yah, when a man doesn't give his heart to understand the wisdom of Yah, it's because Yah has caused that spirit of brutishness to come upon that man. And because Yah has done that, that man shall not understand the wisdom of Yah. But look at this now. I want to show you something else. Hallelujah. Look what it says here now. You say you trust Yah right now. Let me turn quickly. It's right here in Jeremiah. Yah says this. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Because men have been brutish and wicked, that doesn't mean. This is what Yah says. He says this to Yisrael. He says in verse 14, first he say, turn, O backslidden. He called us a Shubah. An apostate people, Turn, O backslidden children, says Yah, for I am married to you. I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Mount Zion or Sion. I will bring you to the place, the city. I will bring you to the city of Shalom, Yerushalayim. And then that's what he says. We are in Yerushalayim where we have the Shalom of Yah Malchut. Remember that. He said, I will give, in verse 15, and I will nafan. I will put, I will bestow, I will devote, I will give, I will produce. He said, I will give you pastors according to my heart. We shall feed you with da'at, knowledge and understanding. Can he lie? Are you there?
It's the same. I'm right here.
He cannot lie, can he?
No.
So there must be some men. There must be those, what we call the ra'ah, or the ra'ah, teachers and pastors and shepherds, those that instruct. That have, he said, they will feed you now. He uses the word feed, and they shall ra'ah, feed you now. Just like you feeding a child. Have you had children?
Yes, I have three.
Did you feed them?
Yes, I did.
Did you breastfeed them?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that love, so that's what Yah is going to feed us from his shot. He said, which shall, not might, shall. He confirmed, feed you with knowledge and understanding. And they shall feed us with knowledge and understanding. Out of the Torah, Malchut, there are men that are devoted to Yah and sincere. And Yah will cause Yisrael to hear his voice. Yahshua said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. So if we don't know the voice of Yah, the voice of Yahshua, is because we're not of the commonwealth of Yisrael. Lift up your heart and encourage yourself and strive to enter into the kingdom way. All right.
I also have another issue too. The individuals that was taking me to the store to be able to do things for my children to be able to have for Sabbath. I do cook, and I'll have some something there for them to eat. I guess the individual feels that it was okay for us to go to the store, and here we are riding, and Sabbath is beginning. And I'm not only sad, I was also angry.
How far is the store from you, folks?
We're about 20-something miles from that store.
Oh, wow.
And it just hurt so bad because I'm like, we could have been and got out of here and did what we needed to do because you know that Shabbat begins at the time, I think it begins at 4:58.
First of all, you don't try to fight the people. You just agree. You agree with your adversary while you're in the way. Say, all right. Thank you so kindly. I appreciate that. And that's how you do it. You just do that. You just be quiet. Don't try to be combative or nothing like that. And you will find them moving toward your way. Even though they don't want to, they will do it. All right.
This is my own blood, Ahoti, but I know it doesn't matter. And even though they're calling up on Yahweh and that, I know my other Ahoti, she told me, well, you know, if you're doing something for your children, you know, Yahweh will forgive you. He see it, and I'm like, I don't think he take excuses. You know, I don't think he would use that.
No, he doesn't take excuses. But just like I said, it's right to
literally,
do,
you know, what
it's right to do well. And then you know, even if you know your conscience be in trouble like that, just you don't have to have a tremendous meal on the Shabbat. You just eat what you have, and just tell him, okay, let's wait till after Shabbat and go to the store. You can just wait. You know, just a little bread, they're not going to die. You know, you're not going to die. I've never eaten on the Shabbat until after I preach and all of that, and I preach hard and things like that. And so we have a little food here. We don't have no laid out spread. We have sandwiches. We have something that's simple. And you don't have to go if you get a little something. You got leftovers. Keep them and eat them for the Shabbat. That's what we do.
Okay.
All right?
We do. It's just this one time, and I'm like, I don't like that. I don't want that to ever happen again. I'm going to see to it that it doesn't happen again. And may y'all forgive me. We did commerce, and it hurts, and we're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, but he tells us, you know, you just remember the Shabbat. Guard it and keep it shut.
Well, again, Todah for
all right, Malchut.
I do feel a little better. Thank you.
All right. Be strengthened in Yahshua, all right?
All right, then. Shabbat
shalom. Shabbat shalom. All right, the battles that we are engaged in, the enemy and the opposition of darkness, We must stand in the imat of Yah. You're listening to Shema Yisrael. I was talking and discussing the issue of the Xmas. Should we, as a nation of people, should we have anything to do with it? Is it all right to eat the food?
Shalom Yisrael. This is Shema Yisrael, a dynamic message that is inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh of Yah. I do pray that this message is a great inspiration to you, our friends, our listeners, and supporters. We do hope that this broadcast is an inspiration to you, all of our listeners, our friends, our supporters. We do want to hear from you. We do hope that our website, www.yahwehsword.org, is a great inspiration to you all.
I want you to tell those, your neighbors, your friends, even your enemies, tell them to go to Yahweh's Sword and listen to this man. Food and things that even our natural kinsmen may say, well, let me bring the children something or give them a little candy or just take the gift. Should we receive it? Should we spare their emotions? Should we, Yisrael? If you believe that there are things that we as a nation of people, that we should be a part of the activities, that we should participate. And is it all right, Yisrael, for you to be a part of Xmas greetings and festivities? Should you eat? Should you receive that if someone gives it to you and say to you, it is out of my heart? Well, I certainly do not want it out of the heart of this corrupt generation. We have an email here again from our precious Carlos Henderson there. He says, Reach Daiwi, Pastor Robert, such a delight to speak with you. And my friend, it is the same from me to you. What a great delight. I enjoyed your Ruach. Your spirit is so beautiful. I am so grateful and thankful that you share the power, beauty, joy, mercy, and shalom, peace in the name of Yahweh. His name is strong, is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. I have much to learn. We all do, my friend. And I pray that through what Yah gives you, I may learn more and more so I will please him. Well, we both will learn from each other. The hand needs the foot needs the hand, the eye needs the head. May you be blessed and increase in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. And that for you as well, my Ach. May the riches of Yah rest upon you and all that are with you in Yahshua's mighty name. The great strength of Yah overshower you and brach you greatly. From our Ach Michaya there in Ohio, Shalom Reach, thy we mish, haha, Yabrach. No, and emphatically, hell no, we as Yisrael cannot participate in this damnable mess the world calls Xmas, the beast mess. I've never heard the beast mess, but I like that. The Christ mess, it is all of hell. It is pagan through and through, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with Yahweh and HaMashiach. If someone tries to give you a gift, tell them you don't celebrate this holiday or any of these hell-like days. If they keep insisting, tell them I'll go to the garbage if they don't leave, if they leave it. When they invite you for the hell dinner, tell them you don't eat vomit. And my issue, and I refuse to associate with anyone that keeps this filthy custom. Now, you all must understand that my Ach Mikaya is a very gentle, big bear, strong man. And to hear him writing like this, my Yisrael, and then he gives us a place to look, Jeremiah 10:2 through 5, let me know of the certainty that it should not be participated, or we should not participate in this hellish trash. It is all worship of Hashatan, just sex worship, God worship, and tree worship, and tinsel, and tree representing the sperm of the deity of worship, and the wreath represents the womb and the organs of female. This X-mass is full of lies. It is not of Yah. No one should be a part of it. Sorry for going on Reach and Mishpaha, but my little Isha and I hate this pagan mess. We told Yah for calling us into his Imat. We brought him with all of our love. Well, my friend, I tell you, next time you come, we need to put you up there on the roster, man, and spew it out like this. You're listening to Shemach Yisra'yah, Reach Da'iwit Yisra'yah, a very emphatic statement there from this Ach Mikayah. I want to read this from Dibarim, Deuteronomy. Yah says here in Dibarim, he talks about Yishran. He talks about the upright one that symbolizes Yisra'yah. He said, Yishran has waxed fat, and because she has waxed shomain, fat, they have grown fat of the blessings and the fullness of Yah, and all of a sudden she begins to kick at Yah. You are waxed fat, you are grown thick, you are covered with fatness. Then when you got fat and rich and strong, you forsook Yah, which made him. And you lightly esteem the Rach, the mighty one of your Yoshua. They provoked him. They provoked Almighty Yahweh to jealousy. They provoked him to jealousy with these damn twisted gods and the abomination or the Tu'eba, their ritualistic actions and their unclean activities. That's what this Tu'eba is. They provoked Almighty Yahweh to Ka'as. They vexed him to anger, that he became indignant. How did they do that? Because they began to zabach. They began to slaughter animals and make offerings to show them to demons and powers of hell. And it's what this most damnable day that they call Xmas. The children will fall down at the gate of that twisted thing they call a tree. And they will worship what's around that thing. And the damn tree can't even talk. It can't walk, as Micaiah pointed out to us in Jeremiah. They sacrifice to devils and not to Yah. They offer to the gods whom they knew not. They create new gods that came newly up, whom their fathers didn't even fear, these damn gods. Of the rock that birthed you, you are unmindful of Yah, and you have forgotten Yah that formed you. Well, they're celebrating Jesus Christ's birthday. Jesus Christ's birthday. You go to the honky-tonk where they're drinking beer and getting drunk and puke everywhere. They're singing there, born in a manger, Jesus Christ, born in a manger. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you go to the depths of the vileness of their hip-hop. We're talking Jesus Christ. He came. He was in a manger. We're going to celebrate Christmas. And they're pee-popping, pop-pop-popping. It is of hell. It is of hell. Just like if they will, every kind of vile thing take place during that time. Drunkenness. Every kind of sexual, perverted, wicked thing. Every kind of lust. Come out of that, Yisra'yah. Don't even touch it. If they give you a gift, say, I don't want this. What is this for? Oh, I know you don't celebrate. Look, you giving this to me? I will stomp it before their faces. Now I will show you how much I appreciate it. I'm not concerned about their emotions. I have taken money there was a man that owed me $1,000. And he was somewhat arrogant when he gave me the money. I said, man, you owe me. This money belongs to us. And he was very arrogant. And there was an occult walking by, an occult. I said, come here, precious daughter. I say, stand right here. Just wait a moment. It was somewhat chilly like it is now. I went inside my house where always keep one of the lighters, because to light the stove, my wood-burning stove, I took the 10 $100 bills that were in an envelope and I counted them right before this man. I put the money back and I said, you see, this means more to you than it does to me. It doesn't mean a damn thing to me, man. And I took the lighter and I lit the money. He looks at me and said, you damn fool. Now, he was a damn fool. There was a man that was persistent. I want you to take the money. Please take it. It was nearly $1,000 that time. I say, you sure? I say, because it's unclean. Your attitude. I say, I'm not. You take it and give it to someone. No, I was taking it. I say, okay. I say, you look, come here. I was in my office right here. I took the money, the envelope, and I went to my stove and I opened the door and I threw all the money in there. That's what I did with it. There was a man that had committed an egregious act against Yah. And he brought me an offering. I said, I don't want the money, man. I want to show you what the money is worth because of your sins of vile. I took the money, I opened the stove door, and threw every dime in there. There are those that say I'm a crook. Xmas, should we participate? Should we receive the gifts? Well, Reach, it's my Ima. And although I remember 30 years ago, my aunt says to me, although I did not participate in this damnable mess, she says to me now, David, your mother, she has always celebrated Christmas. And you know, because she has done that, and you know we have always done that, it's just wrong for you. You ought to do something for her. So I looked at my aunt. I said, she can continue to celebrate it. I have no problem with that. But as far as me being a participant and part of that, I will not at all. You all do what you want to. I don't want your damn turkey. I don't want your chitlins and your ham. I don't want to be a part of it. And I was never a part of it. So my Isha and I, during those times of the year, I love going camping. We may go to the ocean and I would fish. And sometimes we would be in the reserves and no one there but us. And I would camp, take my camper, my tent, and we will go camping in the mountains and the coasts. They sacrifice to Shah, to demons, demonic powers, just like Yisra'iyah. Not only that, but they sacrifice their sons and their daughters. As David says here in the book of Tehillim. Yes. Tehillim, Psalms 106, verse 37. Yes, they sacrifice their sons and their daughters to devils. They give their sons and their daughters over unto this idol of paganism. It is vile, Yisra'iyah. I don't even respond to people when they say that damn mess to me. Don't even confront me that way. I don't say a thing. Not at all. Damn Christmas. Damn Xmas. Damn them all, their hog days. And they do fill their guts with unclean food, don't they? Lobsters and shrimps. Hog meat. Catfish. All kinds of unclean things. They fill their guts with it. And you sit down to a table of vomit. That's what it is. Ma'ach Micaiah, he was not wrong on that one. No, he was not. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're listening to Shemach Yisra'iyah with Reach David Yisra'iyah sitting here live. I want to read a verse here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They sit down at the tables just like a dog returned to his vomit, so does the fool returns to his own wicked folly. It says here in Yeshaya, for all tables are full of hay, puke, vomit. All the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no clean place. Who can teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand the Torah doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk, and that are drawn from the breast. Well, I'm not going to insult mama. When mama insult my Abba, I don't give a damn. Damn your pagan days, your table that's full of puke, dog meat, swine meat, ham hocks, chitlins, ham, clam chowder, all of it. Stuffed with oysters, your scallops, your catfish, your bear meat, your turtle meat is unclean. We've had an email, two calls. One is saying that it is one of the most vilest things to participate in this Xmas any kind of way. And that which has been offered unto demons and devils, Yisrayah, you do not receive. Any kind of offering that is of demonic type of reverence and oblation, you don't receive it. You don't receive no gift that anyone gives to you. I don't care if it's your job. You go to them and say, man, I don't receive Christmas gifts, not even Christmas bonuses. If my bonus is contingent upon Xmas, you keep it, sir. You will find them altering that if no one but for you. That's the truth. You don't take their Christmas bonuses. I will not accept it. It is a cursed thing. It is a cursed thing. You don't take it. You don't take their offerings. Yisrael, it is not of yours. You reject that. You let them know. No, sir, I will not take it. It is not of you. I will not receive it. Well, let me show an example of that. I want to show you something here in the book of Yahushua ben Nun, the book of Joshua. You know the story of Achan, when Yosef, when he asked him concerning the thing or the sin he had done, and Achan, his name implies he's one of trouble. He said to Yahushua, indeed, I have sinned against Yah, the sovereign master of Yisrael. He said, I've sinned. And this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoil of those things that were lovely, and my eyes were intrigued from the Babylonian or the Shinar, Babylonish garment. He says, when I saw that, and the 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, he said, then I chamatz, I coveted, I took pleasure. My heart began to delight and fluctuate. There was a passion and a desire in me. He said, I covered them, and I took them. He said, and behold, I have hidden, I have tormented, I have concealed. Like we conceal sin in every kind of corruption. He said, I've concealed it in the earth, in this earthen vessel of our bosom, and in the midst of my tent, and the silver is under it. And you know what the story, you know what happens in the end. You must cleanse that from Yisrael. Well, I took the gift and I hid it, and I didn't let nobody know I took the gift. No, you don't participate in this vile, wicked thing. It is an unclean activity against Yah. And for you to strengthen that, to receive the gifts of the devils that give it, the devils, I don't care who it is. It's my mother, she's a devil. It's my daddy, he's a devil. It's my sister, she's a devil. Well, what about my grandbabies? You're Jezebel. You're weak man. You don't participate in it. It's demonic. The origin is demonic. You don't receive their gifts. I will burn them right before their face. Look, I will not even touch it. Oh, please, no, I'm not going to touch this. Can I read on a little bit, Father? Yahushua said here in Joshua 7:25, and he said, why have you troubled us? He said to Achan, why have you troubled us? He said, but I tell you what, Yah shall Acha, he shall trouble you this day. You trouble us? And all Yisrael stoned him with stone, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stone. And then they raised over him a great heap of stone to this day. So Yah turned from his fierce anger. Wherefore the name of the place is called to this day the Valley of Achor. To this day. You say that one little simple act doesn't bring the vengeance of Yah's terror on you. You're wrong, my friend. Well, I don't want to hurt mother's feeling. There are those that will go to the pagan houses for the hog day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. They will sit down and eat that damn pilk that is offered unto demons because it's their mother or their father. Well, I love Yah, and so I'm praying for them that Yah bring them in, you silly woman. Man, shut your mouth. He's not going to bring them. You're not even in. Because if you were, you will not eat off the tables of puke, the tables of vomit. They're unclean. They puke it up. They gorge it up. Oh, they spill out their puke and you lick it. Yah says, I want to tell you something. Unto the assembly of Laodicea, he said, because you are lukewarm, you're neither cold nor hot. He says, I'm going to puke you up out of my mouth. He said, I'm going to spew you up. I'm going to vomit you up out of my mouth. You cannot be lukewarm, Yisrael.
Shalom Yisrael, I do sincerely hope that this message has been a great inspiration to you, Yisrael. May Yah inspire your love through the knowledge of Yahshua HaMashiach. We ask you to support us and tell others of this dynamic broadcast to reveal unto Yisrael in this end and latter time the true tikvah, the hope, of the true house of Yisrael, as Yah is calling all of his people from the four corners of the earth to gather in the bosom of Yahshua HaMashiach. We do want to hear from you. We do hope that our website, www.yahwehsword.org, is a great inspiration to you all. May this broadcast inspire you, assist us, in any way you can, Yisrael, and we do appreciate all of your gifts, the greatness of them, Yahshua HaMashiach. Yah barak you and continue in the faith, the emunah of Yah, Yahshua HaMashiach. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael.